With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson slams President Biden's administration's talks with Mexico amid the ongoing border crisis.
Speaker Johnson blasted the Biden administration on X, formerly known as Twitter, for discussing amnesty for deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA recipients with the president of Mexico as talks continue in Congress on a bipartisan border security deal aimed at stemming the flow of illegal migration. Johnson's comments came in response to a joint statement released Thursday from the United States and Mexico on a meeting held between the two governments. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Ohio GOP Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed legislation barring sex change operations and hormone treatments for minors. DeWine tells the Ohio Channel the bill, as written, should not become law.
Ohio would be saying that the state, that the government, knows better what is medically best for a child than the two people who love that child the most. The parents.
At the same time, DeWine says he's ordering steps be taken to prohibit gender-related surgical interventions before age 18. The GOP-dominated legislature is considering a veto override. Maine's top election official could face an impeachment attempt in the state legislature over her decision to keep former President Donald Trump off the primary ballot. At least one Republican lawmaker has vowed to pursue an impeachment against Democratic Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, despite a Democratic-controlled legislature. Bellows' decision Thursday followed a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that removed Trump from the ballot for what it said was a violation of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. This is SRN News. California stores are doing some rearranging.
On Monday, a new law goes into effect that will require all department stores to present their wares in a gender-neutral fashion. No more boys or girls sections. No more dolls on one shelf and cap guns on another. There can be no acknowledgement of any differences between male and female. Greg Bird of the California Family Research Council tells Fox News the new law is probably a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of millions of people participated in Giving Tuesday this year, raising $3.1 billion in a single day for charities. However, that amount represents a less than 1% increase over last year's giving, far short of the current 3.2% annual inflation rate. Many charities are getting creative. Compassion International, a Christian ministry, is partnering with the popular gaming platform Roblox. This is SRN News. Boeing is urging immediate inspection of 737 MAX airplanes.
It's because of a possible loose bolt in the rudder control system, the Federal Aviation Administration said on Thursday. The FAA said it was closely monitoring Boeing 737 MAX targeted inspections and will consider additional action based on any further discovery of loose or missing hardware. Boeing recommended inspections after an international operator discovered a bolt with a missing nut while performing routine maintenance on a mechanism in the rudder control linkage. Boeing discovered an additional undelivered aircraft with a nut not properly tightened. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has ordered a recall of toys sold at Walmart.com containing powerful magnetic balls that could pose a hazard to children if swallowed. The balls exceed federal standards for magnetic strength. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.